I'll see if this works. I won't actually say what it is, but I'll see if this.
That's gonna sound awesome.
That's the sound of
smell that.
The sound of craft.
What the hell is that?
I've still got the taste of the hot rocks in my mouth, but my nose is saying something very different.
This should remove it.
Ooh.
He's got the same facial expression as when he first tried Rex's attitude.
I know, I've been caught up by Rex's attitude, and that just... Yeah, I felt like I'd been assaulted after I had a cup of mouthful.
Trying not to read the can. Oh, that was unexpected. It looked a lot darker in the can, but then it would. Meanwhile, canned beer. I'm all in favour of canned beer.
Well, we are considering it as our option. I mean, I think you'd have quite a lot of kind of educating and persuading to do. But
yeah, like screw caps with wine or something like that. People just associate it with kind of cheaper.
Yes, I think providing you get the right can with the right liner, I know there's some issues with some of the liners, but you know, you're not going to get any light strike.
No.
DO is very low. In terms of recycling, it's a lot better than glass.
Lighter.
It's lighter, so transport costs are less.
Ooh.
And it's, you know... But people think of the can as just being the receptacle for something shitey and...
Budweiser or men behaving badly.
I've had this argument
the shoulder
a lot with people who look down their noses at canned beer and they're like, oh, but canned beer is... Rubbish.
Now this,
no, rubbish beer is rubbish.
This is Oscar Blues Imperial IPA. It is amazing.
It's really full on.
Yeah. It's very full on, but doesn't it taste fresh?
Mm.
You know, it's not tired. It's not old. It's in the can.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you don't expect it to jump out of
the
can.
It's got that angry peaches kind of...
Yes, angry peaches.
Feisty
like
fieriness about it.
This is the Gubner.
The Gubner.
And it's 10%.
Jesus, really?
10% of the can.
Did I tell you I was working after this?
No, you're not.
I worked after Bivana as well. That was a foolish move. I mean, I didn't call him. If my boss ever listens to this, then...
It's a bad nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a strong beer, but it's not...
Doesn't taste like a 10%.
So I brought back a couple of bottles... but I was really interested in bringing some cans back, so I brought a couple of cans of this Gubner and of their Dale's Pale Ale, which is the Oscar Blues Pale Ale.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, especially when you crack open one of these cans of a 10% Imperial IPA, as you smelt it, you know, that smell is just captured.
Yeah.
A lot more pungent than just opening a bottle.
Yeah.
So it is something we're considering, you know. We'll see how we go.
It could work quite well.
Kind of works
something
with that kind of
image.
garage
exactly.
theme as
yeah.
well. It's yeah.
And we just need to sneak you into vending machines around.
We can set up our own
Japanese.
Yes,
style.
Yes. Like you
could have sneaky pop up vending machines for garage project.
You
can
have one on your back.
I could. Let's do it.
It's just a backpack.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?